This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. The Tri-County Antique Club's 28th annual Olden Days is set for the 25th and 26th of August. This is a family event and is sure to be fun for all ages. Here's Bill Huebner and Lori Bealsmith with more details.
Our 28th annual Olden Days Festival will be held on August 25th and 26th of this year at our antique club grounds out in Dow, Illinois, off Route 3 and 109. It's Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, we open at 7 a.m. and we are there till 6 p.m. And our activities during the day on Saturday we got threshing and sawmilling in the morning. We have our antique tractor pull starting at noon. Anybody that's got an antique tractor that wants to come out and blow the bugs out of the engine and show everybody how powerful it is, you're invited to bring it out. We have a pedal tractor pull at 1 p.m. And at 2 p.m. we have our parade of power, where everyone gets to showcase their tractors. And we have a blacksmith shop on our grounds, and it will be open all day long. Live entertainment from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have the Matt Tall Band and Friends. And then from 3 to 6 p.m., we have a local favorite, Back in the Saddle. And we're inviting everyone to come out and for the free entertainment. It costs $5 a day to get in. Children under 12 are free, and we have an armband. So if you come out on Saturday, if you want to come back and visit us on Sunday, you get in free. That way you can enjoy 2 days of activities for the one low price. And then on Sunday, we open again at 7 a.m., and we have our country church, which is always a big gathering, and everyone seems to really enjoy it. 10 o'clock, we'll do some more threshing and sawmilling. And on Sunday, we also have a car show. So anybody that's got those hot rods and antique cars that you want to come out and show off, we would be more than happy to have you. More than happy. And then again at 12, we have our pedal tractor pull. And at 1 o'clock, we have the garden tractor pull. And that's always a big draw. These boys get serious about their garden tractors. And it's just as much fun to watch, if not more, than watch the big boys pull. And then at 1 o'clock on Sunday, we got a plowing demonstration where the boys hook up to the old-time plows and turn some dirt over. We'll have our parade of power again at 2 o'clock. And again, the blacksmith shop will be open all day. And our entertainment on Sunday, we have from 9:30 till noon, is fireproof. And then from 1 to 4, we have the ever-popular Gibson Girls. And they were with us for the first time last year, and everybody really, really enjoyed them, including myself. And we immediately hired them back for this year. They were very, very nice to have around. And breakfast served both days from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And there will be other vendors and stuff, and we'll let Lori tell you about those.
We've got several vendors. We've got Pal's Fish. We'll be selling fish and other various items. We've got Lori, who travels 2.5 hours. She's been coming for the last 6 or 7 years with her homemade pretzels, walking tacos. We will have our ladies from our auxiliary will be selling the pork chop sandwiches and other varieties, fresh pies. Mm-hmm. We will also have normal vendors. We've got, let's see, what do we have? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. We've got paparazzi jewelry. We've got flea market items, tractor items. Several of the guys come in on with their trailers, mm-hmm. with tractor parts, car parts, clothing, furniture, you name it. We've got all sorts of vendors. We are still looking for more vendors. If anybody would like to, you can contact me at 618-520-8626. We also have a kids' land. It's called our Agriland. We have barrel train rides for them, pedal tractor pulls, grain bin
play areas,
cover wagon rides. We've got a little train ride that the kids, the little barrel rides the kids. That's always a big hit. We also had the FFA group from Jerseyville that built the kids a barn playhouse.
Oh.
It was just installed over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a climb up in it, and they can go down a big slide. So that's new for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Special shout out to Jeff Getten and the Jerseyville FFA boys for that project. It is very, very nice, and it is greatly going to enhance our already nice children area.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, very family friendly, and we figure when you get the kids out there at a young age and get them involved, they'll keep coming back, and we can get them involved in agriculture the way it was and the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll also have our feature tractor this year is the Minneapolis Moline tractor. That's our main tractor for this year, but we do have other tractors, the John Deere, the mm-hmm. Fords, International, and all those. So if anybody has Minneapolis Moline tractors, are more than glad to come out and display their tractors for the weekend.
Yeah.
We've got several people that come from all over. We've got some people that travel from not just Springfield, Illinois. We're talking mm-hmm. Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
I think last year there was a family that was in the area visiting, and they came all the way from Iowa.
Wow.
So there's quite a few people that come out, and a lot of activities, family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And the history is, you know, with having an antique club, it's not just about the tractors. It's the history of the tractors and the other implements mm-hmm. around. So
yeah. Well, I know my family always comes out, and it's always a lot of fun. It's usually kind of warm, so hopefully we keep this weather we have going on for the next few weeks. You guys also have a raffle?
Yes, we are raffling off a quilt, a John Deere pedal tractor that was donated from,
Nobie's John Deere.
Nobie's John Deere. We've got pottery by Bob's Bowls. If anybody knows Bob Sandcamper, he's the one that does our pottery for us. We've got Sinclair gift cards, and we also have a longer burger basket with gifts inside.
Perfect.
And they are $1 a chance or 6 for $5. So we will be selling those. And we also have a wheel that people can donate to, and people can spin off and win different prizes off our spinning wheel.
Cool. And if there are any listeners out there who want to know more, where can they find that information?
They can go on to our website. We're on Facebook
mm-hmm.
under Tri-County Antique Club, or they can go under just Tri-County Antique Club, and just make sure you go under the 2018 show, because there's so many on there from the past. So one pops up, just make sure you hit Tri-County Antique Club. 2018 Olden Days. There are also, for the vendors, the contracts are on there, too.
Okay.
So if anybody needs any more information, there's all our information on the website.
Be sure to come out to Olden Days at the end of August. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.